This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join us here, the number 603-283-6160. We kick off the second hour of this live Saturday episode of the show. It's Ian with you.
Big listener on here.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
603-283-6160. An escape from the Howard Springs COVID-19 quarantine camp. We'll tell you about who got out and what happened. Now what are they going to do about it?
Are they going to make a movie about these kids?
Yeah, well, it won't be nice, I'm sure, if they do. Because, you know, Hollywood or whoever it is that would make it is all in favor of the quarantines and all in favor of the lockdowns.
I'm thinking like a low-budget Australian-made post-apocalypse film.
Can you make movies in Australia these days? I don't know. It'd have to be totally underground.
What, legally?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
you can't even leave your damn house.
You can't get Arby's legally. Right. I mean,
but you could crowdsource a whole bunch of different footage together and have some nice video editing done on your laptop. Technology is there to make it work.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll talk about that story coming up here, plus some economic news that Pecos Mountaineer is going to share with us. And, Captain, you've got a story about finding unvaccinated people. So we can talk about all that. But we're going to go to your phone calls first. Vernon is on the line in New Orleans, listening online. Go ahead, Vernon.
So I just wanted to share my experience that I had. So I chose, and by the way, I'm not for vaccine mandates and all that stuff. This was all personal choice. So my wife made the personal choice to not get vaccinated. I made the personal choice of getting vaccinated, and her grandmother-in-law that lives with us also has chosen to not get vaccinated, very adamantly opposed to it.
Okay.
I just did it because she's a nurse and I wanted to. I thought it would have some sort of protection, and turns out it is. She has had COVID now for about a week. I've been in the same house, no mask, no anything. They both had COVID. I haven't. She's now having to get a chest x-ray tomorrow. She's got probably a mild.
Sounds to me like you just got lucky. There's been a bunch of people that have the vaccine who also have come down with COVID. So,
and that's what she said as well, right? Yeah. She is a nurse, and she's observed that at her workplace. And I am very fortunate to have gotten lucky, but I just wanted to share that experience for those that may want to make the personal choice and get vaccinated, because it worked very well for me. And by the way,
well, that's
I had
what you
absolutely
think,
no
but that's
side
ultimately
effect.
Just faith, right? I mean, you don't really know. It could
well,
be just
possibly. I mean, there's obviously there is some sort of science behind it.
I'm not sure that's obvious.
That's what the faith believes.
Well, and there's also the fact that you probably weren't going to have symptoms if you got infected anyway.
Why do you say that?
Well, because the majority of people who get exposed to this don't have symptoms, especially if you're especially if you don't have comorbidities and you're not in an older age group.
Mm. Yes.
You're right. Yeah, that's all true. You know, I could have chanced it, but I'm just saying, you know, one thing I like about Free Talk Live is that you all aren't conspiracy theory. You know, you look through the conspiracy theories. So, you know, I don't know if there is or isn't enough evidence to support the vaccines, you know, but I just wanted to share my personal story with you all. So thank you all again.
Yeah, it's a personal story.
And just one quick thing before you go. A lot of the hospitals really encourage putting people on respirators, and all of the research that I've seen with that is it's practically a death sentence if you do that. So
you
make sure to do some
right.
research
my,
on that. My wife has
worked on the COVID floor, and she said once you're on a ventilator, you're basically done. And she said that there are doctors that are so lazy that they'll just throw you on a ventilator because they don't feel like, because you're unvaccinated, she said they feel like you don't deserve a chance of living, basically. So they throw you on that ventilator, and they don't really care.
I've seen some good things as far as getting a lot of like a really heavy dose of antioxidants to reverse some of the damage that the virus has probably done by this point. So that's definitely something that she should look into.
Before before I get off, I just wanted to share my personal experience for those that may want to make a personal choice of getting vaccinated, because again, it wasn't bad for me, and apparently it worked, or maybe it didn't, but or maybe I got lucky.
Well, yeah,
I'm
that's
really
just
glad
the thing. And Vernon, thank you for the call tonight. Your experience is going to be different from other people, some of whom have died, you know, shortly after receiving the vaccine. Mysteriously, you know, I think one of you guys referenced it earlier tonight. Sports stars,
yeah.
People who are in very good physical and, you know, mental shape,
football players, soccer players
on the field in strangely large numbers. You've got children coming down with myocarditis that otherwise probably shouldn't be. I mean, there's a lot of really scary stuff that's happening out there to people who have gotten this vaccine, and there's not a whole lot of coverage of these stories. You find them on social media. Maybe this. I don't know if you mentioned that website on the air. You were just telling us off the air, I think, about a website, Captain, that kind of covers people, allows people to post their stories that they've had experience with. I'm sorry, I didn't write down what the URL
was. No, that's
was.
Okay. I have it right here. It is for if you or a loved one has had an adverse reaction, you know that you can report that to VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. That is
can you report it, or is that a nurse can report
no,
it?
No, I believe you can report it.
Okay.
As long as you have, like, I think you have to have gone to either the hospital or your primary doctor or something like that. You have to have it documented that, you know, you got the thing and that type of thing. But there's a website now called nomoresilence.world. And this is a place where if you or your loved one has had an adverse reaction to any of the vaccines, you can go tell your story and read the stories of other people. Maybe there's people whose stories are similar to yours, and you can follow, you know, whatever steps that they took to, you know, sort of help get through it or whatever, if there was something like that. So I'm glad to see that, to the last caller's point, it should have always been a personal decision to get a vaccine or not. One that you as an individual make with your doctor. Is it right for you? Does your doctor believe that, you know, this thing has been put through the paces enough to make it safe and effective? Are you in the risk group? Are you not in the risk group? You know, how do you handle the rest of your family, your wife, your, you know, mother-in-law, your kids, you know, all that kind of stuff? This should have always and only been about a personal choice. But governments decided that, no, you're too dumb to make these decisions for yourself. We're going to make them for you because we are the all-powerful being. We are the mighty Oz, and we declare that it is so.
Well, and I mean, the very idea of one path for everyone when it comes to medicine,
yeah,
it's horrible. Just insane. I mean, bodies are unique.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every one of us has a unique chemistry and a unique genetic code. So, I mean, the idea of one way of treating every single case is absolutely insane. Even if this was the best vaccine ever, rather than this, you know, largely untested thing that it is. And one of the things, like, the whole idea of, okay, so there's pro-vaxxers and anti-vaxxers, that's not even true. Because, like, I'm a big
pro-choicers when it comes to vax and
right.
anti-choicers.
A bunch of them,
right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, I'm a big fan of vaccines for some things, you know, life-threatening things that the vaccine's been tested over a long period of time.
Decades.
Yeah, where, like, okay, you stepped on a rusty nail. Fortunately, you've been vaccinated for that because that'll give you lockjaw and kill you. And it's a vaccine that it's a regular vaccine that we've had plenty of testing and plenty of time to see what the effects are. So I'm not anti-vax. But, and even if you are against vaccines, I mean, you're not against other people taking those vaccines. Like, even if you're like, all vaccines are a terrible idea, and we should never give them to children since they didn't choose, but, like, even then, you usually think that an adult can make their own decision on that.
You know, I wish I'd asked now, on hindsight, whether Vernon, our last caller, has received 2, 3...
Yeah,
How many vaccines have you received, and are you going to continue? Because the government gang is now saying in the United States, hey, go on out, get the third vaccine because, you know, my Omicron, dangerous, even though some people are saying it's vaccine resistant. But you know what? Go ahead and get the third vaccine anyway. In the UK, they're now saying that the vaccine schedule now needs to be, the booster schedule now needs to be every 3 months instead of every 6, which doubles the profits for the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, this way we can just slowly stair-step step us into, you ever see the movie Equilibrium? Where you have the, daily shot to suppress your emotions? Because, you know, the first year it was 2 shots in a year. Right. Now it's every 6 months, then 3 months, and it'll be the monthly shot.
Here's a question. How many people that have had COVID and gotten over it have gotten one of the variants?
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And how can they tell whether the variant is a variant anyway? I've heard they can't even discern.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Back unquote, chosen because the incentives have been forced upon them, which is a disturbing aspect.
Well, like free Krispy Kreme donuts or a free beer?
Well, those would be positive incentives. How about the keep your job or else? That's a pretty negative kind of incentive.
Definitely.
And in some places, it's you don't get the vaccine, you don't get to leave your house. Now, with Germany added to the list of European countries that is mandating a lockdown for the unvaccinated.
You know, of all places.
You think they would have learned their lesson?
Yeah. One would think that they would be a little more reluctant. You know, they'd want to be at, like, sort of the tail end of the pack with regards to doing this.
Just pulling out the old playbook.
I mean, if you're good at something.
So if you want to weigh in, you can hear the number 603-283-6160. And, Captain, you told us about this website, nomoresilence.world, where people can post their story about a loved one who has presumably, you know, many of them died. I don't know if there's just... You know,
it's mostly video-based.
Yep, and one of them here, Weberton Silva, who was just 13 years old when he died in October, within a matter of days of having received a Pfizer vaccine, suffered multiple symptoms shortly afterwards, collapsed and died October 8th, 2021, inside a clinic in the urban area of Valle do Anauri. His sudden death was a result of a cardiac arrest and is under investigation. The shocking video shows doctors and bystanders trying to resuscitate him for several minutes, but he didn't respond. And this is not a boy who's, like, super, you know, overweight or anything like that. He's just a skinny, healthy-looking, you know, young teenage boy. And he's dead.
Well, and I had mentioned off-air, just between us, in Vietnam right now, an entire lot of the Pfizer vaccine has been suspended by the Vietnam government because over 120 children have been hospitalized and at least three are dead.
Sure, it's a total coincidence.
After receiving the injection. I mean, we're talking within, you know, days.
Oh, and another guy, Steve Rusnak, number one on our Twitch feed, he's commented. He says, this is in relation to the last caller who was saying, yeah, I'm at home with my unvaccinated wife, and she got COVID, and her mom did, and I didn't get it. Well, this guy says, two of my kids just had COVID. My vaccinated wife did not get it. I am unvaccinated and didn't get it. And the middle kid, who is also unvaccinated, didn't get it. We're stuck in the house with each other for 2 weeks and no separation. So it's like I said, it's totally random, it seems like, whether or not you show any symptoms. And Peekless, you were pointing out that most people who are healthy, in a lot of cases, don't show symptoms at all.
Yeah, most people, when they're exposed to this, they don't get any symptoms.
But the true believers.
So, like, yeah, there's the bulk of people don't get any symptoms. Then, of the people that get symptoms, the bulk of people don't have any serious symptoms.
Right.
You know, don't get hospitalized. Of those who are hospitalized, the bulk of them don't die from this.
Correct.
But, I mean, they make this seem like it's just killing people left and right, and that's so far from the truth. And it's doubly hard when you're hearing about the children that are dying from the vaccine.
Yes,
because
Well, allegedly.
Specifically.
See, that's the thing. You can't say for sure that Weberton Silva, at age 13, died from the vaccine. All you can say is he died within X number of days after having received the vaccine, because correlation isn't necessarily
causation. Well, that's funny, because you can sure say that they died from COVID.
Yeah, right.
There doesn't seem to be the same kind of
skepticality about that.
Yeah, the same burden of proof for them dying from this disease.
Well, and the thing about it being a medication, a medicine, if you will, to treat a disease. If it was safe and if it was effective, it would not need incentive programs, both positive and negative. People would be lining up like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
People would be cracking down the doors like it's Black Friday at Walmart.
It's almost like if it was valuable and free, people would want it.
Almost.
Boy, well, thank goodness Weberton Silva didn't die from COVID. Oh, wait, no. Children pretty much don't die from COVID.
Yeah, they're like, not in the risk group.
To me, it's just so bewildering that anyone would submit their children to an experimental vaccine like this, whether or not they believe that there's a chance that their kid is going to come down with these side effects and possibly die from the vaccine. You know, and I don't know what the percentage chances are of those things happening, but I do know what the percentage chances of them dying from COVID is, and it's pretty much infinitesimal. There's almost no chance that they're going to die from that. But yet, these people keep subjecting their kids to this. It's so crazy.
And it astonishes me that there are people who will actually try and argue that this is not an experimental vaccine. Like, not only is this vaccine experimental, like, this style of vaccine, like, the fundamental idea of an mRNA vaccine is new. Like, that is untested, let alone this particular mRNA vaccine.
Anybody listening to us right now, if you have gotten one of the vaccines, maybe with the exception of the Johnson & Johnson one, but if you've gotten the Pfizer, the Moderna, the AstraZeneca, then you are the clinical trial.
Mm-hmm.
You are the clinical trial. You are the guinea pig. You are the long-term test subject.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything. We were going to talk about the escapees, the teenagers.
One quick note, just a correction off of our last segment, is you don't actually need any proof if you want to report to the VAERS system that you've experienced any kind of adverse reactions to vaccines.
I think proof would be nice, though, like if you had some sort of hospital documentation or something like that you could upload to it, because, you know, anybody can make a claim on the internet, right?
Well, And that is one of the risk factors for the VAERS system, is that they're not demanding a high level of proof.
Northern Territory Police say they don't believe three teenagers who allegedly absconded from the Darwin's Howard Springs COVID-19 quarantine facility this week came into contact with members of the community. Teenagers are saying they didn't, I guess. At a COVID update press conference, the Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner confirmed three teenagers, aged 15, 16, and 17, tested negative for the virus yesterday. He said all three were from the Binjari community near Catherine and had been sent into quarantine as close contacts of positive cases. The NT Police Commissioner, Jamie Chalker, said officers found the trio on the edge of Palmerston and arrested them after a chase on foot. He said the young people are still being interviewed, but early indicators were that they had not had any contact with members of the public.
I don't understand this. Okay, so here's some kids that were found to be in close contact with somebody who tested positive.
And they put them in the quarantine camp.
Now, it's one thing to go, hey, you guys were near somebody that tested positive. Let's give you a test.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it's negative. Okay, no problem. Oh, it's positive. You should quarantine. Right.
I'm still against both of those things. But
I am too, but the logic doesn't play.
You can at least see why they would do that.
The logic just doesn't play in this instance where
you're saying to just round them up, put them
in. Like you were near somebody, time to go to, you know, the COVID cabana.
Well, it does play from the government gang's perspective, because they want to control people. They want to push the boundaries and see how far they can go to get away with. What are people going to rise up against? Are they going to rise up against people, and I don't mean violent necessarily, but just refusal to cooperate, refusal to pay fines.
Yeah, governments are not interested in being reasonable.
And if they fill the camp, that means they need to build a new one. So they have an interest in filling this camp so they can expand the program, just like every government program.
Back to their friends for building it.
Yeah, exactly. Big construction money.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Simone Sanders, a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris, is expected to leave her position at the end of the month, a White House official and four other sources familiar with the matter told NBC News.
It's been it's been 3 years of a lot of jumping on and off planes and going around the country, and she works very hard, and I can't wait to see what she'll do next. And I mean that sincerely.
Mariel Lehman, attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly, on Saturday said the gun used in the Oxford High School shooting earlier this week was locked during the Crumbly's arraignment hearing in an Oakland County court. James and Jennifer Crumbly are being held on $500,000 bond each, an Oakland County district judge ruled Saturday during their arraignment hearing, citing a concern about a flight risk. This is USA Radio News. Representative Michael Cloud, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that school mask mandates are tragic for children.
What we're doing to the kids, especially young kids who are trying to develop verbal skills, and we know communication so much is not just what's going on, the words that are coming out of your mouth, it's the interaction, it's those relational skills that need to develop.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's ban on schools requiring masks was upheld Thursday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. But several districts, including the Dallas Independent School District, announced they would require them anyway. Nine lawyers allied with former President Donald Trump were ordered Thursday to pay Detroit and Michigan a total of $175,000 in sanctions for abusing the court system with a sham lawsuit challenging the 2020 election results. Those sanctioned include Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and seven other lawyers who were part of the lawsuit filed on behalf of six Republican voters. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can join us here in the number 603-283-6160. We're talking about some young people who escaped from a quarantine camp there in Australia. You're, of course, welcome to call in about whatever you want. We've also been discussing the vaccine and or vaccines and their dangers. Interesting website that, Captain, you found tonight is nomoresilence.world. There's a little bit of an issue with this site that they've got. Like, the organization of the entries is strange, so it's like organizing the months of, looks like April and March prior to getting to the more recent things. So if you scroll through the list of ways, you can find there's actually quite a few from late November as far as people and their vaccination results.
Yeah, and this site may have been built for mobile first.
Could be. But there's plenty of stories in here. Michael's of Zarafa, age 17, had severe... He's not dead, thank goodness, but he has been diagnosed with myocarditis at age 17. Again, young, healthy-looking teenager here, according to his mom. And this is in Australia. Following the Pfizer vaccine, my son's arm hurt and was swollen, red and hot. On Monday, my son got up to chest pain, tightness, and shortness of breath. So we called the ambulance. They came, did an ECG, and told us they don't think it was an emergency, but told us to take him to our normal general practitioner. We did that, and the doctor made them do bloods and another ECG. Later on that day, I received a phone call from the doctor to tell me to take Michael straight to the emergency room. They put Michael on a heart monitor and took more bloods. Then, after results came back, he was diagnosed with myocarditis. He spent 2 nights in the hospital and was on 10 tablets a day. We're now waiting for an MRI so we can see the full extent of the damage. He's a 17-year-old boy that's meant to be living his best life at the moment, but now Michael's not able to do anything to stress his heart. He's allowed to go for walks and then slowly start doing some light exercise after 4 to 6 weeks. She says, I wish that others understood that myocarditis is not a rare side effect of this vaccine. It's happening to a lot of young kids, and it needs to be known, she says.
Yep.
And there's just story after story on this site, nomoresilence.world. Want to let you know about Intercoin. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. It's available over on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just need an email address to sign up at xmarkets. You don't have to jump through know your customer hoops with them, which means you can keep your privacy intact. And you can deposit dozens of cryptos, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether on the exchange, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And again, that's exmarkets.com to buy or sell ITR, exmarkets.com. We go to two your phone calls and thoughts here. Richard is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Richard.
Richard? Yes, I've been hearing about the drug centers in New York City, and I'd really like to see the drug centers get started here in Albuquerque. We have a real bad drug problem. We had our 105th homicide of the year yesterday. And a lot of these homicides apparently are drug related. So I think drug centers are a good idea where needle use is controlled and not on sidewalks or in parks where people go and small children pick up used needles or get stuck with them.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction. Actually, we discussed this earlier this week with a different caller, and Richard, thank you for the call tonight. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction. If you're not going to go right ahead and end the war on drugs, then giving people a safe place to use those drugs or they're not going to face arrest is a positive move.
The thing is,
done voluntarily.
Like, the governments are claiming a monopoly on doing this. They're, back in the day, in cities like even Seattle and Portland, it would be voluntary organizations or charity organizations who would literally, it was civil action for these people to like go out and, you know, have a needle exchange and give clean needles to the addicts so that,
sure,
you know, it stopped them. And like the government would come and like try to stop them from doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And so now the government is like, well, okay, we're gonna give out the clean needles. And it's like, why didn't you just...
Churches were doing a fine job.
Yeah, why didn't you just stay the hell out of it in the first frickin' place? Yeah.
Well, because I didn't get to give your money to my friends when you were doing it for free.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, this it kind of lines up with, there's been sort of an argument I've been watching with libertarians on Twitter of like, okay, well, you don't believe that you should be using government force. Well, what about the guy shooting up heroin in the park in front of my 3-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
And this seems like a pretty decent way to avoid that situation happening.
Yeah, and it gives those people a place where they can get clean needles. They don't have to share the needles. They can be disposed of properly. And if something terrible happens to them, like an overdose or something like that, then they've got help right there on hand. I mean, there's really no reason to be against these things unless they're taxpayer funded, which is why I say, you know, churches, private charities, they can handle this stuff.
Right.
Just let them do it.
Yeah, I mean, we've got homeless drug addicts, and that problem isn't going anywhere. Like, none of the things that could avoid that are being done. So we may as well go with, okay, since that exists and we don't see an end of that, let's go ahead and adapt to that fact so that we can go, okay, here's a place where you can do this not in front of everybody,
right,
not on the sidewalk, not in the park, you know, a clean place where you won't be, yeah, leaving your potentially virally infected needles for people to step on.
And help is available, right? Like, so if you are finally ready to quit, then there's somebody there who can counsel you about that. You can sign up for, you know, group therapy classes, things. All those things are available in a place like this, instead of like some drug den where you're at a dealer's house and just laid out on some couch with maybe you'll wake up, maybe you won't, you know. So you can comment here, 603-283-6160. This is what you call harm reduction. It's a provision you can put into place without having to, you know, argue with the federal government about changing drug laws. Although that, of course, would help a lot, would be to completely end the war on drugs and make it so people could buy and sell all of these products, these prohibited products, in the marketplace where you can get heroin at the store that is actually made in a laboratory that's on the up and up, that's, you know, inspected, they're clean, they've got procedures in place to make sure batches of product are of consistent nature, which is one of the reasons why you get overdosing. A lot of times you don't get overdoses, they're not on purpose, they're not somebody trying to kill themselves, it's somebody who's getting another batch of heroin from the dark, you know, the black market, from somebody on the streets, and then booting up that heroin, injecting it into their veins, and oh, whoops! Well, this batch just, they forgot to cut it or whatever. Something happened where it's now 5 or 10 times the normal potency.
Yeah, the manufacturers just simply aren't allowed to share best practices because it's illegal. It exists in the black markets.
Right. And there's no open competition. You don't get labeling. You know, you don't get anything. You just get whatever the black market provides. And sometimes it's, you know, laced with things. Sometimes it's cut with questionable. It's just a mess. And so the only real solution, if you actually care, you know, if you actually care about the drug addicts out there, because there's some people that want to see them die, but if purportedly the reason behind the war on drugs is to actually help people, then this is how you help them. You stop the war. You stop having a war, and you start offering help to people. And I don't mean forcing people into treatment, because that doesn't work either. You can't take somebody who hasn't figured out that this is a bad path and force them onto the right path. That doesn't work. In fact, it actually hurts the people.
Your identity or else.
Yeah.
Not very effective.
Everywhere that it's been tried where they have removed drugs from being illegal, I'm talking about hard drugs, everywhere it's been tried.
Portugal.
Now
Oregon, by the way.
Oregon as well. Wasn't Amsterdam one of the places?
Lightly. Not all.
I mean, they, some of it.
Mushrooms.
Right. But everywhere that anything like this has been tried, crime goes down, treatment goes up.
Yep.
And addictions fall, or overdoses fall.
Yeah, all true. And hopefully, we don't see the statistics yet, really, from Oregon. They're starting to come out now, but there's no reason why they'll be any different from Portugal, which has had now 2 decades under its belt with a very similar policy, making it so anyone with a small personal amount of any kind of drug is decriminalized. It's not an arrestable offense anymore. And that's what they're doing in Oregon. They're screwing a lot of things up in Oregon, but they're getting that one right. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. More about the people escaping from the quarantine camp. We'll tell you what happened. This is Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. I guess they should say open the phone because we've got a lot of people.
Uno!
Oh, yeah, Uno. We've got a lot of people on the line. Actually, we have a special line called the SIP line, and almost no one ever uses the SIP line, but you know what? I want to keep it open. I want to keep it available.
Is it for drunks only?
They're sipping? No,
it actually sounds so good.
If you're drunk, you're going to have a hard time using the SIP line because you have to set it up first. Now, once you have it set up, it's press it, you know, press it once and it connects, but to get it set up, there are some steps you got to go through, and I have written a step-by-step guide for you. All you have to do is go to sip.freetalklive.com. That's sip.freetalklive.com. That will take you right to our forum, and that has a thread where if it's not working for some reason, you can post a post and say, hey, this isn't working for me. But it should be. If you follow the steps, you'll get a SIP client on your phone. They're free. You sign up for a free SIP account with one of a myriad of different free providers. You connect all these things together, and then you put in our address, which is provided on that thread. Again, it's sip.freetalklive.com. That just gets you to the instructions. And once you get it set up, you can call in on the SIP line. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio in a lot of cases. Very, very high quality, quality of call compared to a normal telephone. But for those of you who prefer the normal phone lines, that's also available at 603-283-6160. And that's where we're going back to here before we continue with the teenagers who escaped from the Howard Springs quarantine camp in Australia. What happened to them and what's going to happen as a result of their escape? I bet you they're putting up barbed wire.
Do you think that there's going to be, I'm trying to think of like PETA, for example, right?
People for Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Right, like they would get together every now and again. You'd hear about one of these organizations, and they'd get together, and they'd find like some laboratory where they're doing like experiments on animals, and let all the animals free. Do you suppose there's going to be a human equivalent of that in Australia at some point, where a group of people gets together and they decide to, like, I don't know, cut the fence and let all of the quarantined people out?
That's
because I think that would be awesome.
You'll probably go to prison if you get caught, but that sure would be awesome. But that's the thing. There are serious risks in opposing the state, right? So let's go on, though. Helen's on the line in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Helen.
Hey, I just have some questions. Maybe you or some of the listeners can answer them. I was recently speaking with some of my Orthodox Jewish friends, and I was telling them I have had 3 Pfizer shots over the course of some time now. Anyway, and I said the next, and maybe in a year, I might switch to Johnson & Johnson, because that's supposed to, like, when you, now they're saying you can combine them, which is different than what they said before. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, maybe a year from now I'll switch to a different brand. And they brought it to my attention. They're saying that Johnson & Johnson is, the delivery system is based on stem cells that are taken from fetal DNA, and that's why Orthodox are not taking Johnson & Johnson.
As my understanding, Orthodox Jews are not taking any shots. They have been actually in the streets of New York over the last year and a half protesting these lockdowns and protesting all of these mandates. They're actually, in, like the Amish, some of the most principled people against these things. But
they were saying that that it's because, they said what's not being discussed, what they told me was it's what's not being discussed is the reason why, and that this is the reason why, because, you know, they don't believe in abortion, and they're saying that that's why. So I want to know, is that true? Is that, does anyone know, is that true that that is the Johnson & Johnson, is that what, you know, is it the truth? And the second thing they said was that the Russian vaccine is entirely chemical. It doesn't have any of this DNA stuff, and that they said that it's the most effective one.
Which one is the Russian vaccine?
That it's being blocked from the news and from the thing. So I wanted to know, has anybody, you know, studied that, and is that the truth? Is it really that effective? You know, is it?
I have not heard anything about a Russian vaccine, but I did, my doctor, one of my doctors who is a freedom, you know, friendly guy, he did tell me about the Indian vaccine called Covaxin, which is apparently the world's first actual, like, dead vaccine-style vaccination against COVID.
I thought that was the whole bit about Johnson & Johnson being different from...
He told me that that's what I first thing I brought up to him was, what about Johnson & Johnson? He says that's BS, what they're saying about Johnson & Johnson. But this one, Covaxin, is apparently an actual, like, old-school-style vaccine for COVID, and he says it's not yet available in the United States, but apparently you can get it in Mexico, and I think he said Canada at this point. Whether or not it will ever become available in the U.S. is another question, but he says that if you had to get a vaccine, let's say you need to travel or for a job or something like that, if you have to, he doesn't recommend that you get a vaccine because, you know, if you're going to beat the thing on its own, why would you need to get a vaccine? But if for whatever reason you feel like you got to, the one called Covaxin, he says, is probably the best one on the planet right now. That's according to my doctors. So
apparently,
we'll see if we can get an answer for you, Helen, about the Jewish question that you were asking.
Yeah, what I'm seeing here. You might want to rephrase that. What I'm seeing here is that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines all used fetal cells in the development, and the Johnson & Johnson uses fetal cells in development and production.
So if you're concerned about that sort of thing, that might be a reason for you to, you know, have second thoughts about these.
Didn't we cover the bit about Johnson & Johnson, though, where, like, it was the closest to the regular vaccine
development? Yeah, that's what they were saying. And I wish I could remember exactly what my doctor said to me about
that. I'll look into it again later.
He says that the Covaxin's the real deal and that the Johnson & Johnson, not so much.
Interesting.
Apparently. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Robert in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert, in Charleston.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I used to work in a medical environment as a teenager in my stepfather's hospital in hematology, blood chemistry, urinalysis, blood banking, that sort of thing, in the phlebotomy lab, and also assisted with autopsies. And I always made sure that I was did everything 100%. If I ever have any doubts, if I were 99.99999% sure, I would do the test over. Never, never, never less than 100%. And that way I never had any problems with sleeping at night or thinking, oh, my God, did I do that right? I never thought about it a second time. I knew that I did it right, period, and I always did. And the same thing with other things, like even simple things, like if I were engaged in something with a highly complex and I had to have a full mind engaged, when I finished up, I'd forget where I, you know, first split second, you know, where I was, and if I had everything with me or something like that. But I never worried about that because I always knew that I had everything with me and my box was properly locked up and there's no way anything could have gotten wrong. So don't even think about it. Of course it's going to be there. Everything's going to be just fine.
What are we talking about? I'm sorry, I missed the first part about what you were saying.
I did several things in my life. Some of them involved technical translations, working in the phlebotomy lab.
And you're saying you're very, very careful about what you did.
Yeah, so far all I got out of it is he's been very careful with things that he's done.
Okay, congratulations. Why should our listeners care?
Because if you were talking earlier about, you know, okay, I took this medication, my God, did I do the right thing? Or don't worry about it. If you checked everything out, did the best you could possibly check it out, and you made that decision, stick with it. Don't worry about it.
Well, once you get a vaccine, you pretty much stuck with it. I mean, there's not really like an undo button for that.
I do wonder, though, like how many people out there who got, you know, maybe one or two are now like, yeah, I'm not screw getting that. The third, or I'm not getting the second. There's I got the one. That's all, you know. I wonder what percentage of people that is.
That's
now.
An excellent question, and maybe we're going to get some sort of numbers on that once the government gang starts to mandate the third vaccine, and then all the people who only have two will become unvaccinated, or as far as they're not fully vaccinated, and then the numbers will change as far as, like, right now, what is it? I don't know. Last time I looked, close to 60% or something of Americans are quote-unquote fully vaccinated. Well, if they all of a sudden say that now 3 is fully vaccinated, what will that number drop to?
Right.
That's the question.
That is the question.
So thank you, Robert, I think, for the call. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say here in New Mexico, we're going to start a so-called ghost motorcycle.
Huh?
So they are like the ghost bicycles. So we're going to be seeing
Hold on. Start before we go into this. What is a ghost bicycle?
Well, if there was somebody that got killed in a bicycle wreck, they would put a white bicycle with flowers on it as a memorial.
Like, so, like they paint it on the ground kind of thing?
No, it's a bicycle they paint it, spray paint it white. And they put flowers on it, on that intersection.
So they're going
to
start doing this with motorcycles. Sounds like it's an expensive, gravestone.
Good use for used motorcycles.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.